Sports Podcast with Azra Begovic.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Season of Sports with me, Azra Begovic, where in this episode, as you guys know, sometimes I love to bring people from different fields of sport on and just talk about something a little bit more random, but something that's close to my interest and something I want to share with everybody. And today we're going to be talking about goalkeeper gloves, just a little bit of the goalkeeping glove market, the history. Goalkeeping, as you know, I started my own goalkeeping brand, AB1GK, about a year ago. So I think it's nice to kind of give a little bit of an insight to people as to what actually goes in, how it's changed over the last few years. And who better than to bring on than Martin Sanders, who is the glove guru for my brand, someone who's been in this industry for many, many years. So, Martin, welcome to the show.
Azmi, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to come on.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Listen, you and I have known each other for a few years now. I've been working together and we've gone from strength to strength and we've moved some things on. And obviously now we're both involved for this the project that we're doing. And then that's obviously making goalkeeper gloves, making goalkeeper materials, trying to be one of the best goalkeeping brands around the world. So I guess I want to start off a little bit a few years ago. You've been involved in goalkeeping, selling goalkeeper gloves for a long, long time. I mean, what made you get into goalkeeping? What was your first interest of the industry?
It goes back to my father's sports shop. My dad had a sports shop on the high street. I live on the Isle of Wight, and it's a fairly small place with 160,000 people that live here, but a really good football community. My dad built a sports shop on the high street, and it specialised for the footballer, and especially for the goalkeeper. There was nobody that really catered for goalkeepers where we were. And we just had a real love for it. My dad's friend at the time was a goalkeeper, a very good island goalkeeper. And we were quickly making, I was at school at the time, and they were making loads of contacts. It was around about 91, they started out in the game. And I left school in 98 and got involved in the sports shop. And goalkeeping was just a real love for me because my brother was a goalkeeper. I was not particularly tall, so I was never going to be a particularly good goalkeeper, maybe not brave enough. But my brother was good, so I followed him everywhere. And we just had this love for goalkeeping and trying the product on. And we had a wall at the back of our sports shop just full of goalie gloves. And it was just goalkeeper's heaven. It was goalkeeper's heaven. And just had a real passion for the product. And it's gone from there, really.
Nice. No, I mean, like I said, we've known each other for a long time. And I know you've been passionate about it for many years. I mean, going back to those days, talking about just in your dad's sports shop, I mean, what sort of gloves were you guys selling? I mean, what was the one that was in at the time?
Well, I remember sort of starting work sort of 98, it was the World Cup, France 98. I remember it really well because I left school and I wanted to watch the World Cup. So I watched every game of the World Cup and then I started work. And it was pre-season time and there was all sport at the time. There was a glove called the APG, the All Sport APG. And I just remember it. It was this phenomenal grip and you took the film off and you soaked them in some water. There was a thing that Dave Sanderson, who we work with now, said it, soak them in water. And the latex on them was just unbelievable. And we sold a lot of those at the time. And there was a brand that come along called Salesport. There was a glove called the Rapper Classic or the Rapper. And that was one of the first kind of really good roll fingers. And that was really big at the time. The roll finger had come along. And I was never a fan of the roll finger. But the customers and the punters, they loved them. And we kept selling roll fingers. And from that onwards, we did an online shop and we created greatsafe.com. And we then started to sell gloves globally and all across the world to goalkeepers at every level. And I just was able to buy more gloves from more brands. And it was then Adidas come along. We started doing finger saves and they were pretty big as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's crazy when you think back in those times. Those gloves that were out there. I mean, and All Sport have been around for years. And I think that's what brings me on to our journey now, where we're moving on to AB1GK, and we you talk about Ulsport, these brands have been around for 20, 30 odd years, you know, whatever it's been, if not longer. So it takes a long time to get a brand up there. And I remember those classics, you say Salesport, then obviously other brands started to come in. Roche was growing, and I grew up in Germany, so saw a lot of Ulsport, a lot of Roche at the time. The top goalkeepers were probably wearing either one of those two brands, except I guess the likes of Oliver Kahn, who was at Bayern Munich, and they've always been Adidas, right? So they've always had Adidas, and Adidas have grown into it, and it's always been a side thing for some of these brands. But goalkeeping has always been important, and the gloves now, and even the big brands, they like to have that market space and making sure that those guys wear them. I mean, going back, I guess we're going back 20 years now, and you see that the evolution of a goalkeeping glove. So much technology goes into it now, but it's still the same time, as much as gloves have changed, and you've probably seen a big transition in it, but goalkeepers still want the same thing, something that fits well, something that has a good grip, and it's something they can rely on. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I think it, comfort and grip is what it's all about. And the goalkeepers I deal with, from grassroots football right the way through to yourself, but playing at the very, very top of the game, is you all want the same thing. You want comfort and grip, and it's so important. And there's been so many changes, but we are still looking at them. If those two key ingredients is that grip and comfort. That's not changed. That's one thing that's definitely not changed.
And I think that that's what people, even when they're making these gloves and everything tries to be fancy or tries to be overcomplicated. Well, that's still what doesn't matter. It still goes back to the base, comfort and grip. And then, you know, a goalkeeper is going to be relatively happy. So he doesn't want to have too much fuss with the glove. Now, I guess when you look about that transition, did you ever think when you started off in this business that, you know, gloves are going to be going for over £100 at retail? Did you ever see that coming? I mean, what was your thoughts as to how the industry has progressed over the years?
No, it's quite scary, really. We'd never, ever anticipated it, the prices being and what they are. And customers are buying them, really. It was in a really short space of time, around sort of 4 or 5 years ago, the prices just went, everything was around £45, £50 for a really good, comfortable match glove, you know, roll finger negative cut with really good grip. You may pay sort of up to £65, £70 for a finger protection at a very push, but the market just went crazy, and everybody's trying different technologies, trying new foams, and almost overcomplicating goalkeeping gloves, really. And they just become so expensive. And there was so much going on behind the scenes, so much research, and it all in the end ends up at, you know, being at retail. And yeah, and not a lot of people want to buy gloves at £150, because there are some out there at £150, £160 now, which is scary prices for money. And it's left a lot of goalkeepers scratching around, what do I buy? Because not everybody can afford to go there.
Who was behind this transition to this sort of super glove now that they call in over £100, £150? Was it the likes of Ulsport, Roche, who pushed that market?
Yeah. Ulsport and Roche, probably Roche to be fair at first. I know they make sort of well outside of Europe, over in China, and obviously there's imports to bring it all in, and there's a lot of costs involved. But the materials they were using and the foams they were bringing to the marketplace, they were just really testing the boundaries of product, really. And sometimes, I'm not overly sure it's for everybody. You almost see sort of like the top goalkeepers, some of the really expensive models are having modifications made to them and having SMUs made. And almost by a professional goalkeeper doing that, it's, I think the individual playing at grassroots Sunday league or a decent level, they want to buy what you're wearing, Asmir. They want to buy what David De Gea is wearing. They want that exact model. And with a lot of those brands, with Ulsport, Roche, Adidas, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's just become a little bit overcomplicated at the very top end, I feel.
Talking goalkeeper gloves here on the season of sports, taking you away from some of the world of sport a little bit and doing something different. Martin Sanders joining me here, glove guru, glove expert, someone who's been in the game for a long, long time and understands gloves more than most people. Martin, I guess we want to move on a little bit to what we're doing now with AB1GK. So we a couple of years ago, you and I talked about what we can do to change the market a little bit. And I think one of the stuff, and obviously our MD, David Sanderson, who came on board, you know, we were aware, as you said earlier, kids in the next generation, they relate to athletes. And athletes, not just in goalkeeping and football. I mean, you look at basketball. Why do basketball fans buy certain basketball shoes? Well, because LeBron James is wearing them, because James Harden is wearing them, not because they're Adidas or Nike. It's because it's LeBron's shoe. And I think that's sort of where football has gone a little bit, goalkeeping has gone a little bit. They want to have that relationship with that athlete, with that goalkeeper. And there's definitely been a gap in the market. So we started our own brand, and we set off as a business model. And we thought, how can we make a difference? Well, I think one of the biggest differences we can do is to build and make the best quality glove, but keep it competitive with prices. Because as you know, paying £150 for a pair of gloves, that adds up when you're buying multiple pairs. If you only ever used one pair, then it's fair enough. But as you know, kids and goalkeepers and anyone involved will use many, many pairs. So our business model was always trying to be having that top level glove, but obviously being as affordable in the marketplace as we can. And from what you've seen, I mean, it seems to be sort of the right path we've gone down, hasn't it?
It was perfect timing as well for the marketplace, because there was holes appearing in the marketplace. I've had a web shop selling everything from everybody for a fair time now, and I could quickly see where the holes were appearing, and that there's a lot of goalkeepers, like you say, they're buying a lot of gloves a season. They're playing at a decent level, but we all know goalkeeper gloves just don't last very long. You know, if you want grip and you want a nice foam, it's hard to get a lot. You know, like you used to buy a pair of football boots, you get half a season out of a pair. You might get a whole season out of a pair, but as a goalkeeper, you're constantly buying your gloves, and we put together product that's affordable, and it gives you that opportunity to buy real good quality, but you're not restricted. You've got that chance to come back and buy it again, because they're not £120 and not £170. You could get a season's worth of gloves for a lot of keepers at grassroots level where I live. You know, that they might buy six pairs. You can do that with our brand, with AB1, and that's what I love about it, is given an opportunity to goalkeepers to buy not only what you're wearing, but affordable quality product that's tried and tested at the highest level. I think what you've done, Asmir, and what we've done as a brand has been phenomenal in a short space of time.
And the great thing about it is actually it's been so much fun as well. You know, I was born into a goalkeeping family. Like I was born, my dad used to play professionally in the former Yugoslavia. My grandfather used to play. So for me, goalkeeping was always, you know, from birth, something that I was meant to do. I was born to do. And that this is a way of being involved now as I'm still playing, but potentially being involved after I stop playing. And goalkeeping is going to be my life. Football is my life. Like, that's all I've ever known. So I think it's just been a lot of fun. Like, we talk about designs, and we're talking on different fabrics and materials and where we want to go. And I think it's just been actually a lot of fun to be able to do that. And I think one of the cool things as well is just been the interaction like we've had with people. We've done recently like Instagram lives, and you know, you've got your own show, Ask Martin on AB1GK every Monday nights. So do you ever think you're gonna have your own show on social media?
Well, it's always a dream to be involved in a brand to start with, you know, and to work with someone that I looked up to growing up and watching football in yourself. And I've watched your career since you come to England, since you arrived at Portsmouth. So I've watched your career, and then to become involved and work with a brand, it's incredible. Then I think as a kid growing up, I was always wanted to be on the TV, and I love the media, and I have a passion for something that's probably not useful for that many people other than a goalkeeper. And all of a sudden, this opportunity comes along to do our own show. You know, Instagram gives you this amazing platform to reach people that are following a brand that are all interested in the same thing. And all of a sudden, my knowledge and my understanding of the brand and the product, you can give some people an incredible insight, and I've absolutely loved it. It's been brilliant.
And I think that's again has such been a cool part, is to kind of people have really kind of taken to us, which has been great, and they're loyal and they want to stay and they want to ask questions and they want to see what the product really stands for, and they want to see like what's new, what's coming out, how can we push the product. So it's great feedback for us as well, because we really want to be involved with our customer base. We really want to be involved with our followers and people that like our brand, because that's what it's all about, you know, providing the best possible product for these people in the next generation. And that's been, it's been what's been really, really fun from that aspect. And, you know, I hope it continues for a long, long time. So the ranges we've done, we've done an Impact Uno range for the last almost year. Now we've obviously dropped a little bit of a teaser on social media, and there's new ranges coming out, which is going to be fun in August. And I'm sure people will like that. But, you know, we've also seen a shift, I think, in the market. You talk about 20 years ago, FingerSave Glove coming on board. FingerSaves now, not really popular. You talk about Roll Finger Gloves coming on the market, being very popular 20 years ago, also slowing down a little bit now. They're moving more towards negative hybrid cuts. How do you explain that sort of a shift?
Yeah, it's kind of strange how the cuts have changed. Like you say, Roll Finger, FingerSave was fairly big for a while. It's faded away. And it's really went down the negative cut route after Roll Fingers. All of a sudden, Petr Cech come into the English Premier League and he was wearing negative cut and it wasn't really seen. And all of a sudden, everyone's, you know, what's this cut all about? And Petr's wearing this Cech. Petr Cech's wearing this new cut. What's it about? Can I get my hands on it? And
because he was wearing a Lotto. Was he wearing Lotto?
He was wearing Lotto. Yeah, he wore Lotto when he came into the Premier League, and then he wore Adidas. But he always had, like, he never had the models that are available. Like Adidas would never make it available to the general punter. But everybody wanted it, and all of a sudden, a few brands have just kind of latched upon it and started feeding it into the marketplace, and it's really well received. And negative cut, I think, for a goalkeeper is a phenomenal fit. And it's kind of gone from the negative cut is now being revolved a bit more. It's kind of going to the next level, like you say, with like the hybrid surround cuts to it. And that's just like another level on negative cut. We've got something really exciting we're going to launch with AB1. And the glove is possibly the best glove. I'm not just saying it because I'm involved, but it's one of the best gloves I've ever put on my hand. The fit is just incredible.
And that's what it's all about. It's about that progression all the time. We're always learning. You know, I think that's a big thing in life, you know, not just talking about goalkeeping. You know, I think what we've been through the last few months is about progressing, adjusting, being smart, taking information on board, and how can we be better with the information that we have. And I think that's certainly something we've done with AB1GK. We want to continue that, and not just with the gloves. You know, we're doing the base layers now, the padded base layers. Goalkeepers love that. Pitches now, you know, it used to be, you talk about many years ago, pitches, you know, were heavy, were wet, were quite a little bit softer. Now with everything so hard, the pitches is high quality, so everything, you know, the drain is just so good, and you're diving around. For goalkeeper now, it's even a bigger toll physically. So moving into base layers, we're moving into things where goalkeepers are really going to be looked after with our brand. And, you know, we're excited about the journey. We're excited about the future. I think there's definitely a lot of room to grow. People are coming on board all the time. Our customers are growing all the time. And, you know, I'm really excited about the future and what it holds. You know, I don't know about you, but it's an exciting time to be involved around our brand and just goalkeeping in general.
I think it's been a great journey, isn't it? You know, from the start of the brand, you know, It's just grown quickly, and the interest it creates at different levels of football, not just at the top end, but sort of even in women's football now. We've got a very good ladies goalkeeper, Shannon Lynn, wearing it, and she just loves the product. And you know, she sends me pictures at the end of the weekend, and she made some really good saves the weekend and got a good result. And she just loves wearing our product, and she's had her hands in it. And that attention to detail that goes on behind the scenes, you know, from yourself, you try and test anything before it comes to the marketplace. And, you know, it's that attention to detail in a brand that's very specialist is so important. And I just think the next line of product that's going to drop is really exciting, because it's the real next level of product in goalkeeping. There's no question about it, and it's still affordable. That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that that balance for us has always been so important, because, you know, I've known going to the game and my brother and buying gloves, and I know what it is for parents. And as you say, most parents are like, oh, my kid wants to be a goalkeeper. Like, oh no, because they know the sort of equipment that's going to come with that. So we want to try and ease that burden a little bit. But I think generally we want to bring a bit of excitement to the goalkeeping world. We want to have some fun with this. We want to be a cool brand, listen to our customers, be involved, be interactive, and just change the game a little bit. So, you know, Martin, it's been a lot of fun. We're going to continue to do this thing. It's been great to have you here in the Season of Sports. I hope all our listeners have enjoyed a little bit of a different insight today, and it's a different world and something I've been involved in for a long time. So it's been a lot of fun. Now people can follow you. You're on Instagram, you're on Twitter. Make sure, like you said, check out our AB1GK Ask
Check out
Martin
our weekly
show.
show.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you're on
jump
every
on the
Monday
show if you
night.
can,
Yeah,
guys. It's worth watching.
you're doing your thing. So you've been awesome for us, and you're living your dream. So that's been pretty cool as well. So really enjoying everything. But Martin, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me. It's been an
Love
absolute
having you
pleasure
here.
coming on.
Anytime. I'm gonna try and do this again sometime. And take care of yourself. Obviously, I'll be in touch with you very, very soon. And to all the listeners, thanks for tuning in. And I'll be back with you guys very, very soon.
Thank you, Azmir.